Hello everyone, my name is Yuki and I'm a student of Showa Women's University. Today we have a special guest here. Hi, Mr. Ryan.
Well, hello, Yuki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad at all.
Mr. Ryan is a teacher at Showa Women's University. He teaches communication related with computer. Today we would like to talk about his story of student in Japan.
Students in Japan.
Yes.
Okay.
I know you have a lot of students in your class.
Uh-huh.
What kind of student do you like?
What kind of students do I like? Well, I like students that ask questions.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, that if a student is really paying attention and thinking,
mm-hmm.
and that normally asking questions will show that she's following the class and is interested and wants to know more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And and that, of course, makes the class more interactive, so that the teacher, I try to think what students want to know, but I'm not perfect at that. So if I can't guess what you want to know,
mm-hmm.
and if you ask questions, then I can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can give answers much easier. So it works much better. That's the biggest thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there many students who ask you a question after class?
Well, some students do. And again, I appreciate those students more, mm-hmm. more often than the others. Another kind of student I do like is one that will disagree with me,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and try to make an argument against my point, mm-hmm. and try to say something else. And that almost never happens,
yeah.
here in Japan. I've taught in many different situations. I started teaching in Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
Spain, and have taught in Chicago and near Shanghai,
mm-hmm.
And here in Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
as well. And I find here in Japan,
mm-hmm.
that almost never happens with a disagreement. And in China, that happens more often.
Really?
Yes. But the most often it happens is in Spain.
Oh.
People love to have an argument. Well, discussion. Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How often do you feel stressful about students?
Stressful about students. Well, you know, I worry about students if they're not engaged. If they, the worst thing for a student is if she doesn't know why she's there.
Mm.
You know, why am I in this class?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I studying? If she doesn't have a clear idea about that,
mm-hmm.
that makes me very worried, because then there's no motivation and therefore the learning doesn't happen and it's kind of a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. How do you teach those students?
Well, I have some tricks to try to get them to think about why they're studying and what an advantage it would be to study English. And we work through a couple of exercises to, things like, how expensive is it? How much are you spending for each class?
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm spending 3,000 yen for each class. I should get
mm-hmm.
my value out mm-hmm. of that, so I
mm-hmm.
should study.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that, something simple. But, yeah, to look at different ways, different advantages for
mm-hmm.
studying English. So motivation is the real key.
Mm.
For learning languages.
Mm.
It's about 90% of language learning.
90?
Yeah.
Have you ever got angry for them?
Angry at my students?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I have. More than once, unfortunately. Yes, I. And normally what I do, and the worst thing I really hate is a student that falls asleep or doesn't pay attention,
mm-hmm.
Or especially is talking
mm-hmm.
in class. Now, I love speaking in English, but
mm-hmm.
if they're speaking in Japanese and not following the class,
mm-hmm.
then that's a disruption to the other students.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the worst thing. And sometimes I've gotten angry. And some students in some classes,
mm-hmm.
it spreads. And
yeah.
So, you know, there's with a few classes sometimes. So what I do is I walk out.
Yeah.
I just leave them if they don't want to study. Yeah.
Oh.
And then usually they come and apologize, and then we start over again. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ryan. It's been a real pleasure having you on. Mr. Ryan, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Yuki.